You are listening to the Doug Hagmann Radio Show, weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And now the man behind the mic, a private investigator with over 30 years under his belt, Doug Hagmann.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Hagmann, where it's 9 a.m. on the East Coast of America, 6 a.m. on the West Coast, and it's Tuesday, August 8th, 2017. The deep state still, again, continuing to take down an American president, American presidency, and with him our constitutional republic. Going to shed some light on that today. Yesterday, it's interesting because a website, MediaEqualizer.com, in an article by the title of which, Silencing All Opposition Voices Inside the Media Matters Playbook. Well, folks, I've got the 49-page Media Matters Playbook. But according to Jeff Reynolds, and what Jeff Reynolds wrote, he writes this: even to the casual observers, it's been obvious for months that the left is orchestrating a tightly coordinated campaign to undermine and delegitimize the current presidential administration. I said this right from the beginning, right during the campaign, or as soon as he was elected. I said it's going to be an uphill battle, and it is. Now, this document, this 49-page document, to read this, to see it, to look at it, this is the playbook. This is everything that our guests such as Peter Chowka has been talking about, Michael Snyder, all of the guests associated with WND. This is it. This explains it all. And that's the topic of this program. Because at the end of the day, it is to silence the opposition in order to delegitimize the agenda, or to delegitimize President Donald Trump, the presidency, to destroy destroy our constitutional republic, to shred our constitution. That's what this is all about, to put us on this utopian road to hell, this Marxist-Leninist, this communist agenda, this globalist agenda. That's what this is all about. So buckle in, grab a cup of coffee, whether you're working, driving, hey, doing the dishes, whatever, just cozy on up to the radio, to the computer, whatever device you're listening to this program on, and get ready for some information, because I've got it for you. The article by Jeff Reynolds yesterday, Reynolds writes, as an extension of the decades-long campaign to wrestle the narrative away from conservatives, independents, and centrists, they're smearing right-leaning commentators with anything they can find. In the takedown of Bill O'Reilly and Monica Crowley, an attempted hit on Sean Hannity, for example, it's more than evident. And just this week, of course, we saw the suspension of Fox News Eric Bolling. This is even more proof. And I believe I was one of the first, Peter Chaka was one of the first, to come out and say, look, they've got to take down Fox News. Remember, I had said last night on our regular program, and I said it earlier this week, in fact, during the weekend, I believe, the Saturday special I did, anytime there's a report on Donald Trump, 93% is negative on CNN and MSNBC. And there's a sliding scale from 93% to 52%. 52% of the time, the reporting is negative about Donald Trump on Fox News. You want to talk about fair and balanced, 50-50, pretty close, right? 50-50, pretty close with Fox News. Now, when you get into the 90s, of course, you can see clearly there is an agenda at play. Who's behind this? What's behind this? What's their endgame objective? You think you know, and I'm sure to a large extent you do know, but we need to take a look at the larger picture. Name names. Expose the playbook. Expose the tactics. And this will shed light shed context on everything we've seen from that 40-minute tarmac meeting with Elizabeth Carlisle and Billy Bubba Clinton. Oh, wait, you don't know who Elizabeth Carlisle is. Of course you do. Elizabeth Carlisle, that's the alias used by Loretta Lynch in the email documents, or in the documents that were discovered by, or received by the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow. All right, Elizabeth Carlisle using that alias. And the 420 pages received by the ACLJ prove beyond any shadow of any doubt direct collusion between the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Obama regime, the players there, and the media. In what free country is this proper? The answer, none. You know, we have a special counsel, Robert Mueller, right now, in my view, on a fishing expedition, engaged in a fishing expedition, investing in crimes where criminality, where there is none, and impaneling a grand jury, hitting on, focusing on ties, Donald Trump's alleged ties to Russia, when in fact there is ample documentation of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's ties to Russia, for example, via Uranium One. And if you want to really understand what Uranium One is all about, the book by Peter Schweitzer, Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Help Make Bill and Hillary Rich. Let me tell you, that book lays it all out. And if I have time, I'll just cite a couple of excerpts from that book. I've got it in front of me. It's my go-to resource on matters like this. But you've got a raging battle to the depths never before seen in the American politics. Folks, we need to be very concerned about what is taking place, because our country is at stake. Our way of life is at stake. That the playbook, 49-page playbook that I've got, that I will post to HomelandSecurityUS.com and make available to the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com, says it all. The people in the crosshairs are you and me. But first, they must take down Sean Hannity. They must take him down. They must take down the right wing, the independent media. See? Right wing media. That's how they're labeling this. This isn't right and left at all. This is right and wrong. The Media Matters playbook lays this out. This is a 49-page document. It's marked private and confidential. The entire anti-Trump plan is clearly defined. Titled Democracy Matters, Strategic Plan for Action. It lists four leftist partner organizations. Again, this is spelled out by Jeff Reynolds in just an amazingly great piece of investigative work at the website mediaequalizer.com. I'll link to it, but I've got to give him credit. I read through this 49-page document. I read through the entire thing and looked at it, and as a matter of fact, what came to mind was during the Hagman Report, when Andrew Kerr had come on as a guest, and talked about Media Matters and the American Bridge 21st Century. All of David Brock's organizations. This is what this is all about. Again, the four leftist partner organizations in this anti-Trump, anti-American, anti-constitutional plan, titled Democracy Matters, Strategic Plan for Action. The four leftist or progressive or communist, in my view, partner organizations include Media Matters, American Bridge 21st Century, CREW, That's the acronym for Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. And, of course, Share Blue. Now, I've talked about each of these groups in the past. I've got a couple of YouTube videos from earlier this year where I've named them. And now, these are some of the most well-funded, well-entrenched, well-known, progressive, communist, leftist, socialist organizations on the planet, and especially in America. And you know who the key backer is, right? Okay, cue the Jeopardy music. You don't need that. You know it's billionaire Jorge Soros. George Soros is a key backer. So, what's the plan? What's the plan that's outlined in this confidential 49-page playbook? It's clear. Absolute, complete control over political discourse in America. That's exactly what's taking place right now. And they're taking out conservatives, and especially Christian conservatives, one by one. They're going after Sean Hannity. And the reason I bring him up is because you've got the corporate media as a whole, and we'll say from left to right, the far left being MSNBC, NBC, CNN, and such. And then on the right, you've got Fox News. Well, Fox News, post Roger Ailes, the Murdoch boys now taking over, as Peter Chowka has so eloquently written about on American Thinker and Hagman Report. Sean Hannity is about the only host within Fox News who is beating this drum hard. Beating the drum that we need to protect our president, our presidency. We need to expose the deep state. Few people are calling out the deep state in the media. So obviously the target is going to be Sean Hannity. He's a little bit more difficult to take out because certainly he doesn't have the proclivities, we'll say, of a Bill O'Reilly necessarily, or perhaps yet unproven Eric Bolling, for example. So, but in this document, this is key. They lay it out absolutely without any question. In fact, it's in their introduction. They state, we are going to contest every effort at every level of government to limit rights, rescind protections, entrench inequality, redistribute wealth upwards, or in any other way fundamentally undermine the tenets of egalitarianism that must serve as the bedrock of our democracy. Now, if you fully understand that mission statement, burn it all down, essentially, shut people up, limit rights, take away any protections, entrench inequality. Let me read that again. We are going to contest every effort at every level of government to limit rights, rescind protections, entrench inequality, redistribute wealth upwards, or in any other way fundamentally undermine the tenets of egalitarianism that must serve as the bedrock of our democracy. Now, Mr. Reynolds, writing this article, goes further. His analysis goes further. I've got my own analysis, but his analysis goes a little bit further. Their motivation, in particular. He writes, their motivation is obvious. The continued erosion of our constitutional republic, forming a direct democracy with the elite left permanently in charge. It's communism. Flat out. Of course, Media Matters and American Bridge have been doing this for years. Now, regarding American Bridge, the introduction says, American Bridge will cement itself as the standard bearer of opposition research. Remember that phrase, opposition research, because that's what this is. And opposition research is, in my view, by my analysis, is nothing more than a weapon. Opposition research includes, again, this is my view, weaponized intelligence. You wonder why, for example, Obama made changes to Executive Order 12333, which was created under Reagan and then refined, and opened up the ability to unmask and to access intelligence from three agencies to also or to 16, and to grant access to people who really don't need access. They are weaponizing intelligence. But let me get back to what Mr. Reynolds states. The introduction says about American Bridge, that is. They're going to be the standard bearer of opposition research. Build on its role as a progressive clearinghouse for information that drives the narrative on Republican office holders for candidates. And be at the epicenter of Democrats' work to regain power starting in 2017 and building to 2020. Now here, according to this document, here's what success will look like. Number one. Now, these are not numbered, but okay, Trump will be defeated either through impeachment or at the ballot box in 2020. You've got Maxine Waters out there yipping her mouth off saying impeach Trump. I mean, since day one. Number two, the balance of power will shift back to the Democrats. We will measurably impact the U.S. Senate, the governor's races, and state legislative races. Now, the balance of power will shift back to the Democrats. To me, and I think to any reasonable, sane, rational, and thinking individual with intellect, you understand, we're not talking about Democrats and Republicans. We're talking about, when we talk about Democrats, we're talking about progressives, socialists, and even to some extent communists, as we have seen, for example, just take John Brennan, for example. Look, the backing of the communist agenda in this country, especially by the progressives, this has never been stronger than this goes well beyond what Senator Joe McCarthy had uncovered in 1950 and in the early 1950s, and was summarily shut down through obviously through politics, but without getting into that. Now, one more number, or one more aspect of this. We will free ourselves from solely relying in the press. We will free ourselves from solely relying in the press. Our robust digital program will reach voters directly online. Now, this is absolutely typical for American Bridge, according to this author, which was formed in 2010. That's 7 years ago. And they invented the tracker position, which is a paid position for progressives to record every Republican office holder and candidate in every public forum they can get into, with the intent of finding any statement that they can use against them. Now here's the key. I have said this often, and people may not have caught it, if you listen to the our main program from 7 to 10, the Hagman Report, you may not have caught this. But what is taking place, at least in our case, they're attempting to shut us up in the same fashion. There are people, and I can tell you this, there are people out there who are tasked and do nothing but transcribe our shows. In a way, I'd love to be able to get my hands on the transcripts, because that's a huge expense by itself. But nonetheless, this is for a number of purposes. And this is taking place not just with us, but with other shows like ours as well. The key here, an issue, is lawfare. When I say lawfare, I'm talking about using the United States legal system as a weapon to shut down programs like ours, and specifically our program. You know, it's public information that I, me personally, along with Steve Quayle, as a matter of fact, we're co-defendants in a multi-million dollar legal suit. It's a couple of years old right now. It's still going on. But in my personal view, it is without merit. But the reason I brought this up, and I think it's an important reason, is that the tactics, for example, to require the Hagman Report, Doug Hagman, the Hagman team, to expend money, time, resources, hire lawyers, that's the intent. You want to shut a business down, bleed them dry. Thankfully, we've got some terrific attorneys, expensive nonetheless, but you see, this is part of the tactic to shut down a free and independent voice. Those people who are like us, who are exposing the evils, the words, our words are turned around. We are sullied. Our reputations are sullied. We are required to defend the insane accusations. But this is part and parcel to this opposition research. Without even making this personal, this is what this is all about. Don't forget American Oversight. It's a group that was started by Barack Hussein Obama, former president, who's still in Washington, on Embassy Row. He's got a group of attorneys. They do nothing but file ethics complaints against our current president. Why? There's nothing that disrupts the agenda of a current president or a leader than having to play offense and defense. This is what is taking place. With the publication now of this playbook, this 49-page document, you can see how this template is being used in every aspect against the conservatives and Christian conservatives. Every entity, whether it is the president, the presidency, the elected officials who adhere to the conservative ideology, who have a Bible-based Christian background, take them down, take them out, keep them busy on defense. Meanwhile, we're going to shove our agenda forward. That's what's taking place. And believe me, Donald Trump is a marked man. Conservatives in Washington, if there are any true conservatives left, are marked men. Talk show hosts who are Christian conservatives are marked. And yet you will see Christians and self-professed Christians and self-professed conservatives, whether they be bloggers or YouTubers or whatever, pile on, jump on this bandwagon, whether it be out of ego or some struggle for relevance. But the objective is to take out the opposition. It's clear. Now it's written. We've seen it. It's here. 49 pages. Media Matters and American Bridge 21st Century. They're both the brainchilds of David Brock. They receive funding from the Network of Public Employee Unions and progressive super donors such as George Soros and many others, individuals and businesses. Brock, he serves as the chairman of the board of directors for Crew, as well as holding a majority of ownership stake in ShareBlue. David Brock, by the way, the ex-lover slash boyfriend slash husband-to-be, I don't know what, of James Alifantis. It's funny how these circles work, isn't it? With respect to this document, all four organizations have assignments in the campaign Media Matters. They're charged with, and I quote, disarming right-wing disinformation while leading the fight against the next generation of conservative disinformation. Now, give me an example of that, you might ask. How about any talk about the Seth Rich homicide? How about any talk about Pedogate or Pizzagate, for example? How about any talk about Benghazi, Fast and Furious, whatever? They call that right-wing disinformation. Again, this is not, and I stress this is not right versus left. To me, this is right versus wrong. And to take even a further step back, good versus evil, or evil versus good. Now, the acronym CREW, the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. I laugh because those words just don't seem to fit together. But CREW, they're branded as a leading nonprofit ethics watchdog group that will demand ethical conduct from the administration and all parts of government, expose improper influence from powerful interests, and ensure accountability when the administration and others shirk ethical standards, rules, and laws. Where were they while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State and Bill Clinton was out making speeches and during their period of self-enrichment, and the self-enrichment via destruction, the Haiti earthquake, for example? Where were they investigating the ethics behind the Clinton Foundation's role in the Haiti earthquake relief? Where were they when Laura Silsby was caught at the Haitian border with 33 so-called orphans who, whoops, turned out not to be orphans? But I digress. What about ShareBlue? I've talked about these before. You can look on our YouTube channel and you can find my exposés, my reports on these organizations. But what's ShareBlue? What are they tasked with? ShareBlue, they're going to take back social media for Democrats. Some people might recall that back in 2013, I guess it was, I think it was right after the re-election of Barack Hussein Obama, I had been given information that a number of people were hired specifically to do nothing but to counter any type of conservative discussion, to create thread drift on forums, to redirect the conversation, and to mock, ridicule, and ultimately neutralize any kind of truth that came out about the progressives, about the Clintons, about Obama, about the infrastructure of our government under the Obama regime. Now, their ShareBlue, again, their venue is social media. Their purpose is to delegitimize the presidency of Donald Trump by emboldening the opposition. It's the mission of Crew that is most concerning. Again, this according to Jeff Reynolds, the author. But I read this in the playbook. I had to go through this. I took copious notes, and I'm looking at this, and I'm going to be writing about this and speaking more about this. But according to the playbook, what does success look like? Our president, President Donald Trump, will be afflicted by a steady flow of damaging information, new revelations, and an inability to avoid conflict issues. Think about that for a moment. What are we seeing happen today? Leaks 7 times any previous administration. In fact, 125 leaks in the 126-day period, according to one report, according to Sean Hannity, according to Fox News. And these are not typical leaks. No, these are leaks. Even most recently, Donald Trump's conversation with foreign heads of state. How do you think that, what kind of effect do you think that has as our president attempts to do his job? Do you think the head of a foreign government is going to pick up the red phone and talk candidly to our president, knowing that there is a distinct possibility that all words spoken are going to appear in the Washington Post the next day or the next week? This is the stated objective of these people. If you're not outraged by this, you're not paying attention. The Trump administration, they are going to force the Trump administration to defend any perceived illegal conduct in a courtroom. This according to the playbook. And they're going after powerful industries and interest groups. They want to strike at any kind of industry or group to make sure that Donald Trump, the presidency, is toxic to them. So, for example, I'll just give you an example. As I read through this book, and I was trying to think of different examples from an investigative viewpoint. Let's say you're the CEO of the ABC Corporation. Well, you go to meet with Donald Trump about, for example, let's say you're invited to the White House to talk about expansion and job creation. It is the mission of Crew, for example, to make that relationship toxic, create a public perception that will take out or to degrade or to publicly besmirch the ABC Corporation. These are mob tactics. Oh, how about this one? I about fell over when I fell back in my chair when I read this, and it's in black and white in this manual. Dark money will be a political liability in key states. Now, it's ironic, for example, as pointed out by Mr. Reynolds, that they point to dark money as a target, as all four of these groups that I just mentioned that comprise this this document, that are named in this document, are the epicenter of those very campaigns that are fueling the war against conservatives and others in America. This is going to be big news. It has not big news in the conservative venue, in the world of the conservatives. This will be big news. I guarantee you, the mainstream media is going to try to bury this. They're going to bury this, and then they're going to bury the shovel that they used to dig the hole. That's how dangerous exposing this document is. Because all of it provides the plan, the outline, the playbook by the deep state to take down our country, to take down our president, and with him our constitutional republic. The battle is raging, again, to depths we've never seen before. And notice that the individuals, groups that I'm speaking of, named in this document, again, David Brock. These are our political operatives having a policy of destruction. None of this is making America great, or none of this is uplifting. How can we help the Democratic Party, for example? It's almost forgivable if you could see any redeemable quality here of them saying, well, you know what, we need to elevate the Republican or the Democratic Party in this case, in order to become more relatable to the American public, and maybe we'll win the next election. That's not what this is saying. This is saying, okay, we're going to burn everything down. We can't have it. We're going to burn it down. Now, I want to tell you as well as, and I think people know this, but I just want to reaffirm this, what the Hagmann Report has done, because it's easy, relatively easy, I shouldn't say easy, but relatively easy, to sit behind a microphone and to grouse about the news, or to point things like this out. These fines. It's important. It's a very important task, absolutely required task to do. But then there's that question. What are we going to do about it? And who's going to do what about it? You know, it's like that schoolyard or alley bully. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? I just took your lunch. What are you going to do about it? Well, that's where and I'm very proud to announce that's where we've come in. What we've done, what the Hagmann Report has done, in addition to bringing John Robertson here from the West Coast, excuse me, to really advance the show, and I think that our 7-10 show has really brought some absolutely phenomenal guests, relevant guests. I mean, Michael Snyder was on last night. Peter Chowka was on last night. We're going to be bringing in Michelle Bachmann, perhaps Senator Jim Inhofe, and others. Some just stellar individuals. People who are making a difference in this world. So, number one, we are going to continue exposing the crimes, the wrongdoing. And I want to thank John Robertson publicly for his work in doing that. And of course, John and Joe have a show, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Global Star Radio Network and BTR as well, which complements my show from 9 to 10 in the morning Eastern Time, which complements the mainstay show, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the Hagmann Report. All right, so we've expanded our broadcasting platform for the purpose of providing additional information, exposing the evil deeds of the progressives and the communists. And that's part of the equation. But then there comes that, what are you going to do about it? Because of your support, and if I may, let me ask again, in fact, beg for your support, your financial support to keep us going, because here's what we are doing behind the scenes. And I've spoken about this before. And I've got to tell you, this is working. We are seeing the fruits of this right now. We have assembled a team of accredited investigators, multi-state licensed investigators at the top of their games to infiltrate various groups. Indivisible, RevCom, Antifa, I could name these groups, and to report back as to what's taking place, providing this information to the public, to you, and accordingly to people we know within the law enforcement community who can do things about it. Now, we've seen, it's unfortunate because we've seen what happened in Portland over the weekend. It's unfortunate because the information provided there, well, there was a stand down order and there was bloodshed. But in many cases, bloodshed can be and has been averted. Some things have been shut down already. Some people have been exposed, and I do suspect some arrests will be made, as well as the Pedigate angle as too. People don't have any idea. Pizzagate is real. Pedigate is real. It's just not represented. It hasn't been represented properly, especially with Pizzagate. Now, I will say this. No one, including but not limited to Jones and Alex Jones and Sean Hannity, have walked anything back with respect to the elements of Pedigate. It's just the characterization of what is known as Pizzagate has been redefined, as well it should be, because what is taking place right now is the use of children and human people as human capital. The sex trade, the drug trade, the weapons trade, it all goes hand in hand. The rat lines, all of this goes together to fund the deep state, the black budget. But we've assembled a team of investigators and some investigative journalists who are involved in the infiltration of these groups and reporting back to you. This is really, to me, look, this is what needs to be done. We are being proactive while we are keeping everyone informed. And we thank you for it. If you have helped us financially, I want to thank you for that from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of our hearts, because we need this. It costs money. And I often mention this. You know, when you open up your electric bill for your studio, and it's four figures. For a month. Wow. I didn't expect that. But nonetheless, it costs money to do what we do. So thank you so much for all of those who have helped. And if you can't help, look, I get that. Man, people are living paycheck to paycheck today. It's a sin for what our government, especially in the last 8 years, has done to us. But I'm going to say really the last 100 years, how they have just really gone after our wealth. And by wealth, I mean the hard-earned money that we all make. But having said all of that, thank you for what you've done. Thank you. If you're considering doing it, thank you. Our information on how to contribute is on the front page of our website, HagmanReport.com. There's a PayPal link there. Our address is on there. And if you have, thank you. And if you can't, no problem. Just spread the word about the program and tell people about what's really going on, if you do nothing else. Or just say a prayer for us. I mean, that's fine. But here's the bottom line with this. We have to win. I know in the end, in the larger picture, the Bible. Of course, I truly believe the Bible as the inerrant word of God and the prophetic implications of what we're seeing today. I do know the larger picture. We will win. But we still, it doesn't mean that we have a pass, that we don't have to fight, because we do. We're tasked with that. We have to stand up for what is right. We have to fight for what is right. Because what we, and it's just not for us, it's for our children and perhaps our grandchildren. Maybe you think, oh, we're not going to be around for that. If that's what you think, that's fine. But you know what? I like to take the approach that what I do today, it just doesn't benefit me or us, you know, of my age or in my age bracket. We have to think of our children. We have to think of the children growing up. You know, I look at children. I walk my dog, Lady, the studio dog, who's with us. In fact, she's with me now at the studio. But when I walk my dog and I see children playing, we'll say on a playground, they don't, I mean, how innocent, and the just not the picture of innocence. But this is why we do what we do, so they can have another day, unlike the children, will say, in Syria or Libya or in the Middle East, where the neocon Clinton, Obama, Bush doctrine has just upended their world. We here in the West, in the United States especially, in Canada, and in the West, if you're listening to this in the UK or France, or we're blessed. So we have to think beyond ourselves and think about our children. But anyway, I digress. But this document, this 49-page document, silencing all opposition voices, the Media Matters playbook. Again, 49 pages marked private and confidential. It lays out the entire game plan. It's called Democracy Matters, a strategic plan for action. It's David Brock's baby. Funded by Soros, funded by many progressive leftist individuals and entities, with the intent of disrupting the agenda of Donald Trump and any conservative and Christian, and especially Christian conservatives, operating in the United States, and I could even say extending into the West. Absolutely incredible. And in a recap, I just want to make sure everyone has, if you didn't get a chance to listen to previous shows, you know, the deep state really is comprised of about a half a dozen groups thereabouts. You've got the political operatives, the people that have been instilled within government either by election or appointment that are still inside government today, that are working against the conservative agenda, that are progressives. They're working to really throw the monkey wrench into Donald Trump's plans. You've got the intelligence community, the black hats inside the intelligence community. You've got the media. You've got various groups, like I had mentioned here, the Media Matters and others. Then you've got the websites, for example, Right Wing Watch, to me, in my view, exist only to smear the reputations and, in my view, to defame people who care about core American values. To call people homophobic if one does not believe that the truly that the Bible permits homosexuality and the promiscuity at which they embrace. These are the people of the deep state. These are the entities of the deep state. Let's never forget who we're fighting against. And ultimately, we're fighting against the satanic influences. And you know, what we're seeing with Robert Mueller and this, as the program gets in its last 10 minutes or so, you know, we're looking at this special counsel. Mueller needs to be gone. He needs to step down. Rod Rosenstein needs to recuse himself. Now, why? Rosenstein? Because he's likely going to be a witness in this investigation. It's an investigation that he caused by a letter to the president himself. A letter to President Trump stating that Comey should be fired, that itself is being looked at as the element or one of the elements of obstruction of justice, a charge of obstruction of justice. Let that sink in for a moment. You've got people such as Rosenstein and Mueller serving, for example, Rosenstein in particular, as prosecutor, as investigator, and as a witness, all into one. How does that work? How is it possible that we have a special counsel investigating this Russian collusion, yet the collusion between Hillary Clinton and Putin and Russia and Bill Clinton with respect to Uranium One, just as one example, it's crickets. It's silence. This is certainly some subterfuge here that we're seeing. It's certainly obvious that we are suffering now, or what we're seeing is Donald Trump being in office. The progressives are taken aback by that. And of course, I often say that we're living in one of the most perilous times in American history. And I believe that before the last shards of glass from that final vase thrown by Hillary Clinton, before the pieces of glass hit the floor on election night, the plans that you're hearing, that I just shared with you, and the plans for destabilization of Donald Trump, the presidency, and the president were well in the works. The resistance, capital letters, resistance against the agenda of Donald J. Trump, against the will of the American people, were being planned. The hashtag resistance meme was being forced into the public lexicon by the very people I mentioned. You know, I think back and to believe, for example, that some outsider could somehow usurp the table reservation made for Hillary Rodham Clinton, it was unthinkable. Sanders, he was tightly tossed out of the way thanks to Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton and the cadre of co-conspirators within the House of Representatives and the DNC. The smooth transition of power was assumed to go to Hillary. It was never more evident than on the faces of the political pundits who all but just rent their garments on live television. And if you think this is old news, you're just rehashing some old stuff. No, you got to look at the bigger picture and understand the motives, means, and opportunities known as the deep state. Well, you were just given that through this 49-page publication. The very events today that we're seeing taking place have their beginnings, in my view, at least in the moments immediately following the victory of the people. And they, meaning the progressives, they can't have that. You've got the criminality, in my personal opinion, the mechanisms that Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, John Brennan, James Clapper, and others, the Clintons, in my view, the criminality and the continuation of the conspiracy of destruction of the America we once knew. Well, instead of having a smooth transition, they had to repurpose everything. Hence opposition. Hence this opposition. That should explain why on January 12th, 2017, Obama changed the rules relating to EO 12333, right? A move that abruptly permitted the NSA to share wiretapping and surveillance information it obtained from its Leviathan security apparatus with the 16 other agencies making up the intelligence community. There was a 23-page procedural memo released on January 12th that detailed raw signals intelligence information or unredacted intelligence, the unmasked stuff gained from surveillance, could be more easily accessed without having to jump through a bunch of bureaucratic hoops. And most notably, two people of prominence signing off on rule revisions, DNI Clapper and Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Isn't it interesting? Now we have Loretta Lynch, Elizabeth Carlisle, involved in not just this criminal conspiracy, but actively involved in covering up, I believe, the crime of the last, one of the biggest crimes of the last 100 years. It's just difficult to imagine a more perfect setup of Donald Trump by the intelligence apparatus of the deep state. You know, loyalists to the globalist agenda, specifically those loyal to the Clinton and Bush dynasties, the globalist agenda, they're unbound by partisan politics. They have launched an all-out asymmetrical war against President Donald Trump and hence our constitutional republic and hence the American people. That's you and I, folks. You and I as individuals, perhaps as business people, certainly as people who work for a living. That's what's taking place in this country. Meanwhile, our investigation into the Awan clan, that's continuing. Kudos to everyone covering that, the citizen journalists, and of course people like George Webb and others who we've had on our program, to get the word out that, hey, there's compromise from within. The enemy is within. They're already inside our gates. These are who we're fighting. We must always fight. We must always work together and root out the evil, the corruption. Expose what we can. As Coach Dave Dobmeier says, hey, we're in a war. We need to score a few hits on the football field. We really do. We must never shirk from our responsibilities. We must fight. At whatever the cost, we must fight against these deep state sewer dwellers, swamp dwellers. And that's who these people are. More on the 49-page document as tonight's program progresses. Watch HomelandSecurityUS.com, Hagerman Report, catch Joe and John's show between 2 and 3. In the meantime, take your dog for a walk, hug your spouse, send him flowers, give him a kiss. God bless you, and may God bless the United States.